We'll bring the Legacy and Budget Stabilization Fund Advisory Board to order. Clerk, take the roll.
Representatives, Chairman Kempinick.
Here.
Kreit.
Here.
Senators, Vice Chair Klein.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
The members, Mr. Hardmeyer, Mr. Rauschenberger.
Here.
Ms. Sharp.
Here.
The quorum.
Okay, we got consideration of the minutes of the October 28th meeting, and that's kind of why this meeting is. Is there any additions or corrections of the minutes?
Second.
Mr. Chairman, I did take time to read them, and I have a copy here in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
Okay.
And I move approval.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. So I guess the voice vote should work on that. Voice vote, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All against?
7-0.
Motion carries.
Not quite that long.
Yep. Okay, then we got the presentation of representatives from the Retirement Investment Office regarding the proposed changes of investment policy statements of Legacy and Budget Stabilization Fund. Okay. Mr. Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Advisory Board. My name is Dave Hunter. I serve as the Executive Director.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. I thought white minute was on. I should know better. My name is Dave Hunter. I serve as Director and Chief Investment Officer for the North Dakota Retirement Investment Office. To my right is Darren Schultz, who serves as the Deputy CIO. You should have some reading information in front of you. On the first page, it's a one-page memo. There's many pages attached to it, but the real key is on the very first page. SIB update. On November 21st, 2014, REAL provided an advisory board update to the State Investment Board. This update included a discussion of the proposed changes to the investment policy statement of both the Budget Stabilization Fund and the Legacy Fund, including the Advisory Board's recommendation to increase the BND Match Loan CD program to $250 million from $200 million. REAL's recommendation at this point in time, after having discussions with the State Investment Board, this Advisory Board, and legal counsel, is that we propose to include in the investment policy statement a specific percentage allocation to the BND Match Loan CD program rather than a dollar limit. If you look at the rationale section in the middle of the page, asset allocation recommendations within investment policy statement are generally stated in percentage terms rather than absolute dollar limits. This is in order to accommodate changes in future funding levels, be it up or down. When you step back and you think about our investment policy statement for the Legacy Fund, it is stated as 50% equity, 35% fixed income, 15% diversified real assets. That's the spirit. It's following with the same basic concept, but just doing it on a percentage basis, so that if there are increases in the Budget Stabilization Fund going forward, the percentage allocation can accommodate that growth. In the middle of that, in that page, REAL recommendation is, REAL recommends a 35% allocation to the BND CD program. That approximates about the $250 million limit that you had previously recommended. It's based upon the current outstandings of about $500 to $587 million within the Budget Stabilization Fund. Plus, from that, we were able to look at an OMB preliminary budget outlook that indicated there could be a proposed transfer of up to $133 to $134 million. If you do the math of a $580 million plus $134 million, you add them together, it totals $714 million, do 35% of that, it approximates $250 million. So that is the main change, the Budget Stabilization Investment Policy Statement. What I was going to do, unless you had any further discussion, is just kind of go through the actual line-by-line changes, just to make sure that everybody understands exactly what we're changing. If there are no questions, I'm going to refer you to page, I think it's 6 or 7. Let me pull it up on the, it's going to be a page that looks like this. That's the first page of the Budget Stabilization Fund Investment Policy Statement. In the first paragraph, all we're doing is just kind of bringing forth the current fundings and contributions that have been made. If there's no questions or concerns with those additions, I'm going to move to the next section. The next section is on page 2 of this document. I'm going to just advance the screen here so we can look at it as the same at the same time. This section 4 deals with standards of investment performance. There's no substantive changes here. All we're doing is we're adopting a consistent terminology and performance standard that we use within the legacy fund or all of our other investment funds that the State Investment Board oversees. The key point is that we're actually bringing in a 5-year performance period. So in the past, it was somewhat silent. It would say the fund should produce a rate of return that meets or exceeds the policy portfolio index. Here, we're just adding additional clarity to say we want to judge it over a long-term period of 5 years or more. And that's what A and B does. It addresses risk and return over a 5-year period. On the next page deals with policy and guidelines. In this section, we're just replacing the role that OMB had served in the past with the Legacy and Budget Stabilization Advisory Board. We're just making that change to make it current and reflective of where we're at today. The other key change is we're actually inserting the Bank of North Dakota Match Loan CD program limit of 35%. The remaining changes on this page just bring forth other changes that other clients of the State Investment Board have adopted in recent years. We haven't really done a hard look at this in the last year or two, so what this does is kind of brings into forth kind of the best practices. As an example, rather than just merely saying futures and options may be used, we add additional language. May be used to hedge or replicate underlying index exposure, but not for speculation. So all these changes are what I would deem to be as clarifying and actually probably more conservative. Another case, an example, is you look under D, it says no funds shall be borrowed, and under E, no unhedged short sales or speculative margin purchases shall be made. The last item, G, after discussion with legal counsel earlier today, is actually a change that we could actually remove if it pleased the State Investment Board and if it pleased the Advisory Board, because if we agree with this 35% allocation limit, we probably don't need to incorporate this, what I would call, carve out for economically targeted investing. I invite any questions or comments at this point in time, and if there are no questions or comments, I will change this last bit of language to go back to what it originally was, so not to promote economically targeted investing, as long as you're comfortable with that 35% limit.
Okay, are they in? Okay, like, at 35 and just leaving the economically targeted
investment, though, are they in conflict with each other?
They're not in conflict, but you wouldn't have to have both. So it's my opinion that if you were to agree to a 35% limit, mm-hmm. you would not have to add G.
Well, would we need it at all then, G? You just take all of it out then, is what you're meaning?
No, I would just say economically targeted investing is prohibited unless it meets the exclusive benefit rule.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
So I would make no change to G if you were comfortable with the 35% limit.
Okay.
It's if we push the limit above 35% is when I think we would need to incorporate this, because then I would say that we're kind of engaging in.
Okay, I see what you're driving at.
So, Mr. Chairman Day, so where did that idea of G come from then? You had this grand scheme of things, you had the 35% in your head, and then you say, well, we better take a look at G then, and we developed some language, and now after Darren, you sat
yes.
together now waiting for us and listening to the seating arrangements and the Senate, you've made a change.
The most recent change came this after I just sat down with Janel and Mirtha, internal legal counsel, this morning, so it was probably between 10 and 11 a.m. after we sent this out.
And they didn't feel it that it would be their best interest
she to made it
back, not to create any more confusion.
That is correct. She advised, and I always want to take legal counsel guidance and direction into context.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could continue, and then back to the 35%, we had this discussion last meeting, $200-$250 million, reset. I know Eric's not here. I just kind of was wondering, have you had any input from the bank president? Is he good with that? Does 35 look like his name is all over that idea, or will he sense that there's some opposition to that?
I would not want to speak for Mr. Eric Hardmeyer, although I do believe he was targeting a $250 million increase.
Correct.
In that 35% allocation, if you include the existing assets and what's proposed as the budgetary outlook for the budget stabilization fund of about $134 million, it would actually meet or exceed that $250 million threshold. So it's my expectation that it would be consistent with his belief and understanding, but I have not specifically discussed that with him.
Well, the committee and I had a conversation with the treasurer here a couple of weeks ago, and what it is, you know, it's not what, but what is committed is not even close to what the 250 is looking at, and but there is, you know, I guess it was, I think the kind of I went away with last meeting, the assumption that if there is potential of using this for that's what we wanted to do, and so I like this 35, you know, percent. I like the percentage business better because it does kind of reflect with this fund, and if it does, if we do, you know, it gets back into the history of why this fund was started, you know, in case there's an allotment, which we're kind of going into a situation of 30 or 20 years ago of how this got, or 30 years ago, I guess it is, in 1987, they overestimated oil, or overestimated revenues, but this is more based on general fund than it is on oil, but that's going to follow the state as a whole.
Never ever do that again.
Yeah. So anyways, but it does bring up, you know, but I think that does, and that I'm comfortable with this here too, because it is, and that as kind of as stated earlier in our last meeting, and that's a, you know, the bank is, you know, if we had to access the, you know, some of this money, they'd be on the hook for accessing it, but then that's part of what they're, that's why they're there too, is we've left $120 million in the bank's footings here the last two sessions, so it's you know, that I'm sure it's used, but it's, that's kind of the, go ahead.
Yep. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if, don't show in the minutes, but I did make the suggestion at the last meeting that we went with a percent, but kind of fell on deaf ears at that time, but
it's being well received now.
Yes. So maybe it came back along the way somewhere, and
it was a great recommendation. In
I think it was 35%. It didn't show in the minutes, but I did. You know, it kind of got blew off. Not that I know anything, but
Pam, did you have a? Oh, okay. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I am fully in agreement with the percent.
Okay. Well, I just, like it said, I was just the, on G, you know, we can, because it basically is, you know, it does take out the, basically what it says now is prohibited unless investment meets exclusive benefit, and after, or just basically just leave it as it is today.
Very good. Yep. Sincerely appreciate that flexibility.
Yeah, we'll need a, well, no, this is just a proposal here, so this we don't have to do anything
so
with it. Basically, well, we're amending it. The amendment would not include G, I guess, is what, because it would revert back to the old language, wouldn't it? If we, if you know, because this is just a draft here, so we haven't approved
it. Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if you plan on acting on this today, but if you do and you have a motion, you know, the motion should be clear that that G would remain the way it was before.
Okay. Well, I think that's what we will have to, I think we want to make a motion and get this straightened out.
Please.
Here as soon as we
can. Mr. Chairman, I so move that we adopt this policy, and again with item G remaining as is.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? We just do a voice vote, can't we? Okay, yeah. Oh, we need a roll call. Okay. Yeah, a little more roll call votes. Yeah.
Representative Chairman Kempinick?
Yes.
Kreit?
Yes.
Senators Vice Chair Klein?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Other members? Mr. Hardmeyer? Mr. Rauschenberger?
Yes.
Ms. Sharp?
Yes.
Motion is approved.
Okay. Leave that as it is.
Very good, Mr. Chairman, members of the advisory board. The other policy statement that we have is for the legacy fund. There are no substantive changes to the legacy fund. There are two very minor, I'm going to call them technical clarifications. One is on page 3. It's on a page that looks like this. It's up on the board now. Just adding an explanatory sentence that says, the State Investment Board approved an 18-month implementation strategy, which began in August of 2013. The stated allocation is expected to be fully implemented in January 2015. It's something that it's very relevant because we have an investment policy statement that's outlined specific percentages, mm-hmm. but we're not actually there yet. We will be there in January 2015. So I do think it's a minor but important change. The only last thing then is just on both of these investment policy statements, just updating the signature line. Otherwise, we're good.
Okay.
I have no further recommendations.
Okay. Any questions about that change? Okay. Okay. It's been moved and seconded, Chairman, or Senator Knoxville. Mm-hmm. And Senator Klein. Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Representatives, Chairman Kempinick?
Yes.
Kreit?
Yes.
Senators, Vice Chair Klein?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Citizen members, Hardmeyer? Mr. Rauschenberger?
Yes.
Ms. Sharp?
Yes.
Motion is approved.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I had no other. There are additional materials. It's just informational in nature. Okay. But there is nothing else that I think was on the agenda for discussion based upon my understanding. But thank you very much, Mr.
Yep,
Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. I was going to just bring up on the did anybody have a chance to read the comments from the Great Plains study? And I don't know. We're, you know, truthfully, committee, we're a ways off on that. I mean, my attitude, I guess, I had, well, the Representative Carlson asked me this morning about, you know, and I told him I got invited. I think you got invited to be on that too, and I didn't have time to run on it. But Eric, my attitude was is more information, more input. I mean, it's this. We got a few years to go before we need to worry about it. But I think there is some bills or some stuff that's in other bills that's gonna look at addressing some of the uses of this fund, the legacy fund, and so I think the debate's starting, and so I didn't have any problems with what they did. You know, I mean, it was a private group, and we really don't control it anyway, so it was, you know, the more input, I guess, we can look at it and disseminate it from there, I guess, if anybody's got any comments.
Mr. Chairman,
yes. I think there was I thought the committee did have a
there's booklets available. It's a extensive. It's really nice to read on a hard copy.
Yeah, we're gonna read that. It's my question. I've been out of the country
for 3 weeks. Oh, okay. Because I know there's
we heard that.
I know there's an emailed copy got emailed to the committee and stuff on it, but I don't know. That's what I was just looking at to see when it was sent.
It's the library.
It, yeah, we could get a hold. Council could probably get us some hard copies too, or email it back out again too. I was trying to remember what I put it into. I think it was government finance here. It wasn't there. I'll have to look on my big computer. But I know it did get emailed. I know that was about a month ago, wasn't it, that it got emailed out?
Shortly before management meeting. We had that discussion. I visited with Senator Armstrong, who was Senator, and he felt that, you know, everybody listened. There was a lot of discussion. It's, you know, spend some but save some. Continue to have this thing grow and be a fund in the future.
Yep.
So can't say it's all bad. I don't know what the interim committee decided or came up with, or because there was the interim committee was going to have discussion on that also.
I think they were throwing 100% in.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that's correct. They were reinvesting 100% back into the fund until at some point down the road oil income dropped.
$70.
Yeah. $70 again, yeah. I hope that isn't. Yeah, we're praying for $70 next year. I hope it gets back to 70.
All right.
Ready? Yeah, if there isn't anything else good for the order.
Okay.
I guess been moved, seconded. Okay, we're adjourned.